Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Trump and the Disintegration of American Leadership. Al Raya Newspaper, Issue 595, April 15, 2026, by Ustaz Ahmed Zakaria. What is happening within the corridors of power in America within the successive dismissals of prominent military commanders, most notably the Chief of Staff of the Army recently, whilst taking office, Pete Hegseth, has fired or sidelined at least two dozen generals and admirals, is not a passing administrative incident, nor merely an internal reshuffling. Instead, it is a direct reflection of a deep crisis striking at the very core of the American political order, revealing a breakdown in the unity of decision-making between the political and military branches. A nation that leads the world is supposed to conduct its wars with clear political objectives. Its army should be a precise instrument for implementing these objectives. This is contrary to what we are witnessing today, especially under Donald Trump's approach. Trump has dragged the military establishment into conflicts that lack a specific political definition and a clear vision of what is to be achieved. This, in itself, is enough to create a rift in the structure of the army and generate a state of silent rebellion within its leadership, which finds itself being called upon to fight without direction. This contradiction between military action and political vacuum explains the state of American confusion. Despite the United States' military superiority and its strikes in multiple arenas, including the escalation within Iran, these actions remain incapable of achieving a stable political outcome because they simply lack a clear objective. This transforms power from a decisive tool into a burden that exposes the leadership's shortcomings rather than concealing them. Moreover, this confusion occurs within the context of a heated international conflict in which powers like China are advancing and regional actors like Iran are being used within complex international arrangements. However, what is striking is that America, which once controlled the pace of this conflict, is now unable to manage it with the same firmness due to the absence of an aware political leadership and the erosive effect of genuine differences between its political factions. The conflict within the U.S. has become a power struggle, not a conflict of ideology or direction. Herein lies the most dangerous truth. The crisis is not one of management, but a crisis of ideology. The capitalism upon which America was founded is no longer capable of producing cohesive political leadership, nor of offering a vision to guide the world. Indeed, it is now floundering even in its own domestic governance. This erosion of ideology has directly impacted its instruments. Leadership has faltered, the military has been thrown into disarray, and decision-making has crumbled. Amidst this backdrop, the Muslim world, possessing the resources and potential to be a significant player in the international arena, is left out of the equation. Its armies are being used to serve the agendas of others, its wealth is being plundered, and a political reality is being imposed upon it that perpetuates its subservience. Meanwhile, its latent power is being exploited by lowly agents who have no real control over their own destiny. Their current confusion within the America leadership and the turmoil in the management of international conflict are but harbingers of a major international vacuum, opening the door to a radical shift in the balance of power. This moment should not be interpreted as mere weakness on the part of the adversary, but rather as a historic opportunity for the Ummah, provided it possesses an ideological political project that reconnects power with purpose and places armies in their natural role, instruments for liberating the land, not for guarding regimes. Only an Ummah that embraces Islam as both aqidah, creed, and system, and understands that ruling governance according to the Sharia law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the foundation of revival, is capable of filling this void and redirecting the struggle towards its true enemies. Foremost, among them, the Jewish entity and the colonialist powers that stand behind it. This is a moment of collapse for those who cling to the current compass, but also a moment of testing for those who possess the compass that gives rise to advance. Either this moment will be seized to resume the Islamic way of life on the project of the Khalifa Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, which will restore the Ummah to its role and standing, or the Ummah will remain hostage to the conflicts of others, paying the price with its blood and resources.